From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu.
It's 78 degrees and sunny here in Lawrence. It is 3:06.
Listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us today. We know your time is valuable. Thanks for spending some with us. Coming up in our next few minutes, guess what? The BBC Sound Effects Archive is now free online for anyone to use. Lots of interesting stuff there. Crowds at the 1989 FA Cup Final, croaking frogs, reindeer grunting. We'll look into it. Also, we will talk about Hurricane Helene closing in on Florida's northwest coast. FEMA is already preparing for the aftermath.
We have food, water, generators, and tarps that are deployed to staging locations across the region.
Forecasters say catastrophic and deadly storm surge is likely in many areas. Debbie Elliott will tell us more coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Kansas Book Festival, September 28th at Washburn University in Topeka, featuring author panels, live music, food trucks, exhibitor tents, and kids' activities. Open to the public. Details at kansasbookfestival.com.
On Saturday, October 5th, we are launching a brand new contemporary music show on your KPR One stations called 105 Live. Nick Carswell is your host. Hour-long in-studio music sessions, interviews, concert listings, and a whole lot more, featuring music created in all 105 counties in Kansas. Again, it gets underway Saturday, October 5th at 5 p.m. on KPR One.
Support for KPR comes from Woodhaven, Inc., manufacturing custom deck and siding solutions using sustainable woods and powered exclusively by wind energy. Located in Perry with shipping available to the entire KPR listening area. Details at woodhavenproducts.com.
This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from theirs and their values on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. 5 to 9 a.m. morning edition coming your way. Tom Parkinson will be your host tomorrow.
Support for KPR comes from Indecent, a play with music that tells the true story of the first kiss between two women in Broadway history. Playing September 27th through September 29th at Murphy Hall. Tickets at kutheater.com.
News headlines are up next. Clear skies tonight with a low in the lower 50s, but right now 79 degrees in Lawrence and 82 in Topeka. It's 3:30.
Recent weeks, several of Adams' top city officials have announced their resignations, including New York's police commissioner. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansas officials are overhauling the state's information technology systems in an attempt to beef up online security of sensitive information. A new state law lays out plans to consolidate the state's cybersecurity systems into a centralized structure by mid-2027. The law also requires standardized security policies for all state agencies. Republican Representative Blake Carpenter helped craft the new law. He says cyber attacks on the state could harm Kansas residents.
With modern warfare the way it is today, we have to take steps in order to make sure that our citizens are protected.
Carpenter says efforts to bolster the state's online systems increased after foreign cyber criminals hacked the Kansas judicial branch last year. The Agency for Public Defenders in Kansas says it needs more funding, and without it, people facing jail time will have weaker rights. Public defenders say they are understaffed and overwhelmed. The Kansas State Board of Indigent Defense Services reports their attorneys spend 13 hours on average per case, but they need 35 hours or more. The board's executive director, Heather Cessna, says they're seeking an $11 million boost to increase pay for lawyers and hire more staff.
If we can't have sufficient defense counsel there doing their job and given the resources they need to do their job, then you can't have any faith in the system that is actually providing justice.
Lawmakers will finalize the budget next spring. After nearly a week, parts of Geary County are no longer in a boil water advisory. KSNT-TV reports that the Kansas Department of Health and Environment announced yesterday that the boil water advisory for Geary County Water District 2 has been rescinded. The advisory was issued September 20th after the system failed to maintain the minimum requirement of chlorine residual levels. The KDHE says samples tested from that water district now show no evidence of bacteriological contamination. Clear skies in the forecast tonight with a low in the lower 50s, mostly sunny tomorrow with highs around 80, lows in the upper 50s tomorrow night, and on Saturday a high in the lower 80s. You're listening to KPR and it's 3:35.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
As November approaches, NPR News is listening to you.
No, I'm absolutely exactly who they want. Middle-class white lady.
Real voters with real frustrations.
They always use immigration as a pawn. Like, we are not pawns.
Stay with us for perspectives from voters and analysis of the issues from NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting Kansas City Star lead political reporter Jonathan Shorman for his series Beyond the Ballot, October 9th, 4 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
Stay tuned. Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. Then, a conversation with a New York State senator about New York City Mayor Eric Adams being indicted on 5 federal charges today. We'll also get you the details of the speech given by Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the UN General Assembly. It's all coming up on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from Stoneback Appliance in Lawrence, locally owned for over 50 years, featuring new and used appliances from Maytag, Whirlpool, and more. We've got your back at StonebackAppliance.com.
Clear skies tonight with a low in the lower 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and a high around 80. You like that weather? You're in luck, because we're going to get pretty much carbon copies of that all the way through Wednesday of next week. It's 10 minutes before 4 o'clock.
Like you, who donate to this NPR station. Senator J.D. Vance and Governor Tim Walz expressed their Midwestern roots to voters in different ways. How both candidates try to embody the country's heartland on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition with Michelle Martin, Layla Fadel, and Tom Parkinson. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 4 o'clock.
This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
If you've got an old car that won't make it through another Kansas winter, KPR's vehicle donation program can help. We turn your donated vehicle into the programs you enjoy every day. Donate your car online at kansaspublicradio.org.
It is 81 degrees in Lawrence, 81 in Topeka, 83 in Manhattan. It is 4:06.
Cheap though. 3D accents can cost up to $90. But if you don't like them, It's only temporary. Ana Perez, NPR News.
This is NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu.
Coming up in our next half hour, a new study has found that more than 90 million acres of wetlands, nearly all that exist in the lower 48 U.S. states, may have lost their federal protections after the Supreme Court's recent ruling. Nathan Rott will tell us more. Also, before we get to 5 o'clock, the University of Kansas Department of Theater and Dance is opening its 2024-2025 season this weekend. We have an unusual play telling the story of a big controversy from 1906. Kay McIntyre spoke with the director and the chair of the KU Department of Theater and Dance, and we will talk about it coming up on KPR. Stick around.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Farmers Market every Saturday morning from 7:30 to 11:30 at 824 New Hampshire Street, downtown Lawrence. April through November, rain or shine. Find Lawrence Farmers Market on Facebook for more information.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR One stations, we have Classics Live, followed by an hour of classical music with Destiny. It's Tango Thursday. It'll all be followed by Jazz in the Night. If you're joining us on KPR Two, stick around for KPR Presents at 7 o'clock, followed by The Middle with Jeremy Hobson. It's 4:20. Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Tom Parkinson will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, discussing KC's current affairs with local newsmakers and guest experts on Weekend Review, Fridays at 7:30 p.m. More information at kansascitypbs.org.
News headlines are coming up next. Clear skies tonight with a low in the lower 50s. Sunshine tomorrow with a high around 80. It's 4:30. Well, I'm not sure what the network thinks it's sending us right now, but stay tuned. We have more All Things Considered coming right up. But up first, news headlines from our correspondents out at NPR West in Culver City. It's 4:30.
To NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansas officials are overhauling the state's information technology systems in an attempt to beef up online security of sensitive information. A new state law lays out plans to consolidate the state's cybersecurity systems into a centralized structure by mid-2027. The law also requires standardized security policies for all state agencies. Republican Representative Blake Carpenter helped craft the new law. He says cyber attacks on the state could harm Kansas residents.
Warfare the way it is today, we have to take steps in order to make sure that our citizens are protected.
Carpenter says efforts to bolster the state's online systems increased after foreign cyber criminals hacked the Kansas judicial branch last year. The Agency for Public Defenders in Kansas says it needs more funding, and without it, people facing jail time will have weaker rights. Public defenders say they are understaffed and overwhelmed. The Kansas State Board of Indigent Defense Services reports their attorneys spend 13 hours on average per case, but they need 35 or more. The board's executive director, Heather Cessna, says they're seeking an $11 million boost to increase pay for lawyers and hire more staff.
If we can't have sufficient defense counsel there doing their job and given the resources they need to do their job, then you can't have any faith in the system that it's actually providing justice.
Lawmakers will finalize the budget next spring. Nitrate concentrations exceeded safe drinking water standards in many rivers and streams across the Corn Belt during much of May and June. Decades of data reveal it's part of a pattern. Nitrate loads in waterways tend to drop during drought years and spike shortly after. Steve Kalkoff is a hydrologist with the U.S. Geological Survey, which collects a lot of this data.
In the last 3 years, concentrations and loads were substantially less. And then again in 2024, when we've had higher flow, you know, more normal rainfall, the concentrations have increased again.
When it rains after a dry period, accumulated nitrates from farm fertilizer and soil microbes wash into streams, rivers, and lakes. Experts say certain conservation practices like cover crops, prairie strips, and saturated buffers can help keep nutrients in fields. And the state of Kansas is sending emergency rescue teams to Florida to assist with the response to Hurricane Helene. The Kansas Department of Emergency Management says the state has sent a Swiftwater search and rescue team to help out as the storm is heading toward landfall in Florida's Big Bend region. Clear skies tonight with a low in the lower 50s. It's 81 degrees in Lawrence and it's 435.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. The University of Kansas Department of Theater and Dance is opening its 2024-2025 season this weekend with a limited run of a play called, quote, Indecent. That's the title. The play tells the story of the controversy surrounding the 1906 play, God of Vengeance. Dr. Henry Bile is the chair of the KU Theater Department and the director of Indecent. He stopped by KPR this week to talk about both plays with KPR's Kay McIntyre.
The play God of Vengeance thing to do a production of the God of Vengeance. So we fill you in with all of that information.
That's Dr. Henry Bile, the director of Indecent and chair of the KU Department of Theater and Dance. Indecent runs tomorrow through Sunday at KU's Murphy Hall. For tickets and more information about Indecent, go to kutheater.com. You can hear a longer version of Dr. Bile's conversation with KPR's Kay McIntyre at our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Kansas Book Festival, September 28th at Washburn University in Topeka, featuring author panels, live music, food trucks, exhibitor tents, and kids' activities. Open to the public. Details at kansasbookfestival.com.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Taco Zone Catering, your locally owned and operated small business featuring a reimagined menu and expanded catering options for larger parties. Details at thetacozone.com.
Stay with us. Coming up in our next half hour, well, these charges against New York City Mayor Eric Adams are complicated. They're kind of all over the map. We're going to have a timeline for you about what exactly happened and when did this indictment happen and when did these alleged crimes occur. We will sort it out for you coming up shortly here on KPR. It's 81 degrees in Lawrence at 10 minutes before 5.
Senator J.D. Vance and Governor Tim Walz expressed their Midwestern roots to voters in different ways. How both candidates try to embody the country's heartland on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Tune in first thing tomorrow morning on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Tom Parkinson will have your regional news. We're live, we are local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. The time is 5 o'clock.
ORG.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting the Broadway musical Dear Evan Hansen, Tuesday, October 1st, 7:30 p.m., about a high school student who always feels like he's on the outside looking in. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
It's 80 degrees in Lawrence, 83 in Manhattan, 80 in Emporia. It is 5:06. It's...
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison, lots of other frequencies too, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Theater Lawrence, throwing the switch and bringing musical comedy to life with Young Frankenstein, based on the classic Mel Brooks film, September 20th through September 29th. Tickets at theaterlawrence.com.
Stick around. Coming up in just about 11 minutes, we will have an update of news headlines. Then Hurricane Helene is closing in on the northwestern coast of Florida. FEMA is preparing already for the aftermath.
We have food, water, generators, and tarps that are deployed to staging locations across the region.
Probably a good idea. Forecasters say a catastrophic and deadly storm surge is likely in some areas. We'll get you the latest from Debbie Elliott shortly here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Audio Reader, now accepting donations of audio equipment, vinyl records, and more for their audio sales. More information on Audio Reader services and how to donate at reader.ku.edu.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR One stations, it's Classics Live this week. Local saxophonist extraordinaire Dr. Kyle Blake Jones bringing some beautiful and comparatively unknown chamber music to the Polsky Theater stage. Classics Live, 7 p.m. on your KPR One stations. If you're joining us on KPR Two, stay tuned for KPR Presents at 7 o'clock.
Support for KPR comes from the KU Natural History Museum, celebrating National Fossil Day, October 12th at the museum. Learn more about ongoing research and hands-on fossil activities for all ages at biodiversity.ku.edu.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from Amazon Business, committed to being... This is NPR News. A man from America's heartland will be the next vice president of the United States. But Senator J.D. Vance and Governor Tim Walz express their Midwestern roots in different ways.
There's this work at play of kind of trying to dislocate the other from the Midwest.
A tale of two Midwesterners and their values on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Your local host will be Tom Parkinson.
Support for KPR comes from Crystal Bridges and their new Knowing the West exhibit, which explores new perspectives on the American West. Open now through January 27th. Tickets at crystalbridges.org/knowingthewest.
Getting word that tonight's performance of Young Frankenstein at Theater Lawrence has been canceled due to illness? Visit the Theater Lawrence Facebook page for more information. The time is 5:30.
Trump in New York City tomorrow. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The Agency for Public Defenders in Kansas says it needs more funding, and without it, people facing jail time will have weaker rights. Public defenders say they are understaffed and overwhelmed. The Kansas State Board of Indigent Defense Services reports their attorneys spent 13 hours on average per case, but they need 35 hours or more. The board's executive director, Heather Cessna, says they're seeking an $11 million boost to increase pay for lawyers and hire more staff.
If we can't have sufficient defense counsel there doing their job and given the resources they need to do their job, then you can't have any faith in the system that it's actually providing justice.
Lawmakers will be finalizing the budget next spring. Kansas officials are overhauling the state's information technology systems in an attempt to beef up online security of sensitive information. A new state law lays out plans to consolidate the state's cybersecurity systems into a centralized structure by mid-2027. The law also requires standardized security policies for all state agencies. Republican Representative Blake Carpenter helped craft the new law. He says cyber attacks on the state could harm Kansas residents.
With modern warfare the way it is today, we have to take steps in order to make sure that our citizens are protected.
Carpenter says efforts to bolster the state's online systems increased after foreign cyber criminals hacked the Kansas judicial branch last year. Less than 72 hours before a KU football game is scheduled to kick off at Arrowhead Stadium, the University of Kansas and the Kansas City Chiefs still don't have a signed contract, Sam Zeff reports.
KU is playing five of its home games at Arrowhead as a $450 million renovation continues at Memorial Stadium on campus. The change was announced in January, but in that time, lawyers for KU and the Chiefs have yet to sign a contract, even though preparations are underway at Arrowhead for the game against TCU on Saturday. A spokesman for KU Athletics says it's a complex contract and insurance coverage is one of the hang-ups, but says the games at Arrowhead will be played. KU played its first two home games at Children's Mercy Park, home to Sporting KC, and that contract was just four pages. I'm Sam Zeff.
Clear skies tonight with a low in the lower 50s for northeast and east central Kansas. Tomorrow mostly sunny with a high around 80. Lows in the upper 50s tomorrow night. Highs in the lower 80s for Saturday. Still clear skies all the way through the weekend, through at least Wednesday of next week. It's 80 degrees in Lawrence, 83 in Topeka, and 81 in Abilene. It is 5:35.
Listen for the latest headlines plus useful life hacks every weekday on Morning Edition.
Join us for Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting the Wall Street Journal's Jerry Seib and former Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel, Thursday, October 3rd at 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
Coming up in our next half hour, a conversation with a New York State senator about New York City Mayor Eric Adams being indicted on five federal charges today. We will also find out what Ukrainian President Zelensky had to say at his speech at the UN General Assembly. All still to come here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Spider Art Constructors, offering hardscaping across the KPR listening area, including patios and retaining walls. More information about creating your backyard oasis is at Spider Art, Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com.
We have gotten word that tonight's performance of Young Frankenstein at Theater Lawrence has been canceled due to illness. Visit the Theater Lawrence Facebook page for more information. Clear skies tonight with a low in the lower 50s. Mostly sunny tomorrow with a high around 80. It's currently 80 degrees in Lawrence at 10 minutes before 6.
Form for finance and HR rock stars. And from listeners like you, who donate to this NPR station.
Senator J.D. Vance and Governor Tim Walz expressed their Midwestern roots to voters in different ways. How both candidates try to embody the country's heartland on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH-HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV-HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and KansasPublicRadio.org. It's 6 o'clock.